Well, welcome to another edition of Tweet Talk Tuesday. I'm Wayne Kelly, and today I'm very honored to have Mari Smith on the show with me. Now, if you've been into social media at all, you know her name. And if you're not in social media, but you're in business, well, then maybe you've seen her in, well, maybe the New York Times, the Vancouver Sun, Fast Company, Inc., the Wall Street Journal. She's everywhere. Mari, thank you very much for being on the show.
Truly my pleasure, Wayne. Happy to be here.
And I can't believe it. We're just connecting about you even hang out here in the Kootenays of BC sometimes. That's so cool.
That's right. That's right. I grew up in the boonies. Been around the world since.
And you know, what's so great about the internet is you can live in the boonies and still make an impact anywhere in the world, as you've seen.
True. Very true. Yeah. It's interesting because a lot of people say, oh, the world's getting smaller. You know, when you realize you kind of like talk about like people say, oh, small world. But I like to say the world's getting more connected. It's ultimately what these social platforms allow us to do is to connect with anyone on the planet that we can reach.
So how did you become a social media expert?
Well, I'm an overnight success, 10 years in the making. In the early 2000s, I was very much two fields that have been my passion and a theme throughout all of my career. And I spent a lot of my time in Scotland. My parents are originally from Scotland, so I'm Canadian and Scottish, and I'm now in sunny San Diego since 99. But really a theme throughout my career were two parts: people, relationships, connecting, teaching, training, marketing, sales, and then also technology. I've always loved the internet and the computer and websites. And so these two worlds basically blended and became one in 2007 when I got into Facebook. I had a friend of mine created a Facebook app and asked me to be on the beta test team, and I did. And I just fell in love with Facebook and became a raving evangelist for the platform.
Now, I have to ask, how much time do you spend on social networks?
Well, not much. I live on them. It's funny. Somebody just asked me that yesterday. We were doing a webinar, and I averaged out, you know, Wayne, I'm going to guess it's around 2 hours a day aggregate. It'll be a few minutes here, there, and everywhere. Mm-hmm. I use my iPhone a lot. I use the term grouting. Basically, you just grout your day. You know, you can get a lot done with a tweet here and a tweet there. A lot of the engagement, I'll give more thought as to pre-scheduling. I use a tool called Hootsuite, Hootsuite, Hootsuite.com, and I pre-schedule the actual content, but then throughout the day, I will engage and thank and acknowledge people through just using the mobile device.
Okay.
And the Twitter app and the Facebook app. Mm-hmm.
That webinar wasn't with Guy Kawasaki, was it?
It certainly was. It
really?
Certainly was.
He was featured here on Tweet Talk Tuesday just a couple of weeks ago.
Nice. Amazing man. Very, very generous.
Now, how long, when did you figure out that, okay, what I have here is something the world really wants? And how did you know?
You know, I literally, it was instantaneous. I'll never forget. It was a defining moment in my life. This friend of mine in May 2007, he's like, really love you to be on the beta test team. I'm so excited. We just got accepted as a Facebook app. And this is for a platform called PodClass. You can take and teach classes. And I really caught his excitement and enthusiasm was very infectious at what it meant to him back then being accepted as a Facebook app. And I was on LinkedIn and Rise and Ecademy, MySpace, Plaxo, you name it. And none of these things were really doing much for me. And I was resistant. I thought, I don't know, what's this Facebook thing? Okay,
yeah.
I'll check it out. And I pulled up the site and I literally was sitting there like in a daze, in a trance. I was in an altered state looking at Facebook.com. I thought, something profound is happening here. I could feel the energy of the site, the white space, the layout, the ease with which it was to just simply click a few buttons, add people, reach out, connect. People who I admired for years, whose books were on my bookshelf and seminars I attended, and people I'd, you know, just admired for a long time. And here, next thing you know, they're my buddies and we're chatting and I'm asking them if I can interview them. And the rest is history, as they say.
Wow.
But I just was telling everybody and their mother, get on Facebook.
Of course, Tweet Talk Tuesday is about finding out about the people behind the tweets. So I'm going to have to ask you a couple of odd questions here. Okay, what do you do? What's your favorite thing to do offline?
I love my garden. I got flowers. I got fruit trees. I don't have to do vegetable gardening, but I love nature. I like to be out in nature. And I live in just a wonderful part of San Diego, and I like to just relax and maybe visit with friends. But I'm not a big sports person. I work out with a trainer, and I work an awful lot. But I love nature.
You bring up a very interesting point. You say you work a lot. Is that what it takes now to be successful? Do you have to put the time in? Because there's a lot of people trying to sell the magic beans, saying, you know, spend 2 hours here, 2 hours there, and live a great lifestyle.
Well, it depends. I really consider myself a lifestyle entrepreneur, Wayne, that I'm very, very blessed. And I have a lot of free time if I want it. And I don't have a lot of other commitments outside of my work. So I have a really interesting lifestyle. But for example, Gary Vaynerchuk, he talks about hustle, you know, in his book, Crush It. And you just have to hustle. And even Guy Kawasaki talks about if you can answer your emails within a 24 to 48 hour period of people sending them, you will blow people away. You're going to enchant and impress a lot of people, he says. So I strive to do that, you know, and I have two assistants, and nobody ever talks on my behalf. They'll write on my behalf, but not ever as me. Mm-hmm. So I do an awful lot of my own engaging. And to your point, it's not that that's what it takes. It's that, you know, the concept of 1%, it's like 99% of people will be given it just kind of like a half, you know, a half-baked attempt to really get out there and get their brand known and their name known. But if you go that 1%, you just take a few extra minutes here, there, thank people, acknowledge them, reach out, connect, build and nurture those relationships, surprise and impress people, all coming from the heart, and it really makes a big difference.
Favorite music?
Favorite music, kind of like New Age. I love Pandora Radio. I have often listened to this New Age, sometimes some choral, but gosh, I like Christina Aguilera, I like CeeLo Green. I love that show, The Voice. I can't get enough of it.
Oh, is that one of your favorite shows?
Yeah, The Voice and So You Think You Can Dance. Like, I live for those two programs. All the TV I watch, I just those two shows.
Do you play an instrument?
I used to when I was a kid, 12 years old, from 12 to 15, I played the accordion, and then I went on to the keyboards.
Whoa. Are we the first ones to figure that out?
You're not. Why? I don't talk about that much publicly. I think only two other people on the planet might know, except for my family.
There we go.
Secrets out.
Absolutely.
It's on my bucket list one day to remaster, to get back in there, and because I really do have a musical mind. My dad used to write music and played many instruments. So.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting. Finally, what do you want to be remembered for?
I would say really shining my light, just really being a bright, bright source of love and light and allowing other people to do the same. I'm always very inspired by Marianne Williamson's words that our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. And as we let our own light shine, we give other people permission to do the same.
Wow. Great way to end this interview. Mari, thank you very much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And there you go. That's another edition of Tweet Talk Tuesday. Special guest today, Mari Smith. And if you want more information, you can go to her website, marismith.com, or of course, find her on Twitter and Facebook and follow everything that she's doing. Thanks again, Mari.